With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. According to a report released this week, California could be more than 100 years late in meeting its 2050 climate targets if the current pace of emissions reductions holds. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The 11th annual California Green Innovation Index, released by the nonprofit Next 10 and prepared by Beacon Economics, finds that the state will need major policy and technology breakthroughs to meet its 2030 and 2050 emissions reductions goals. Noel Perry is the founder of Next 10.
The research in our latest report shows that although California hit our 2020 climate goals early, we could be decades behind in hitting our 2030 and 2050 goals if, and that's an important if we don't have new ambitious sets of innovative policy goals. The report is sobering, but there is in fact hope, but we need to get going.
You can read the full report at next10.org. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
Sexually transmitted disease cases in California are at their highest levels in nearly 30 years, according to state health officials. Capital Public Radio's Drew Sanzer reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just released a report that shows STDs are up nationwide. In California, they are near epidemic levels.
Our rates of STDs are above the national average for all three of those diseases, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis.
Dr. James Watt heads the Communicable Disease Division at the California Department of Public Health.
That may mean that some people are getting tested and treated more, and so that could also be contributing to the rising numbers that we're seeing.
Watt says if left untreated, STDs can cause serious health problems. Syphilis can lead to blindness, hearing loss, and other neurological problems. And there were 22 stillborn or neonatal deaths in California last year linked to congenital syphilis. In Sacramento, I'm Drew Sanzer.
The autumn season's first Santa Ana windstorm will elevate fire danger and other public safety hazards throughout Riverside County today and Friday, prompting officials to urge residents to take precautions. A National Weather Service red flag warning is in effect until 6 p.m. Friday, meaning critical fire weather stemming from extremely high winds and low humidity is anticipated for the duration of the easterly winds. According to the Weather Service, a ridge of high pressure settling over the Great Basin in Nevada and Utah will churn up offshore winds expected to be particularly fierce in mountains and passes. Winds of 20 to 35 miles per hour are forecast across the region, with isolated gusts as high as 70 miles per hour in narrow passages, such as the Banning Pass near Banning, meteorologists said. Humidity will drop to 5 to 10% today and remain around 5% Friday. The wind event will be pronounced in the San Bernardino Mountains and gradually extend to the region's valleys by afternoon. Governor Gavin Newsom says he supports California's three largest electric utilities shutting off power in hopes of preventing a massive wildfire.
I don't think they're making a mistake as it relates to proactive measures to mitigate the prospect of fires. I think that's the right decision.
But at a bill signing ceremony in San Diego Wednesday, Newsom also acknowledged the frustration of his constituents. He blamed Pacific Gas and Electric for putting the state in a situation where the blackouts were necessary.
They're in bankruptcy because of their terrible management going back decades. They've created these conditions.
The public safety power shutoffs initiated by PG&E, Southern California Edison, and San Diego Gas and Electric either have or will cut electricity to nearly 3 million Californians. That's 7% of the state's total population. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.